Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, a lot of people seem to be getting back with their exes.
If there's a gun to your head, which ex would you want to take back? And the person was like, I would take the bullet.
When you meet somebody and you just start going...
You look like a Spice Girl right
you.
Now.
Yeah. Thank you, Bonnie. I thought the teeth was going to come out next year. I didn't know what was going on.
Bring out the arm.
This is a low-key how I am with Manny. Yeah. Slide in bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. America's favorite threesome is back. People think, but yeah, you know.
It has been.
Okay.
It will be again.
Anyway, Hunter, Lonnie, how are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. I feel like an Oreo.
An Oreo?
Yeah. We look at us. We're Oreo. Okay.
And I feel like a very creamy filling.
Yes. Man, this is Lonnie's last show and we are going out with a bang. I can see right now. All right, you guys, let's get started because Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have the people talking. Yesterday, they hit up a benefit in New York with Little Stormy. Oh. And during a speech, Travis declared he loves his wifey. You guys, it seems like it might be slide back season. A lot of people seem to be getting back with their exes.
They want that old thing back.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. Mm-hmm. Are y'all sliding back to any exes?
If my ex was Kylie Jenner, yeah. But no.
Not your thing.
No. There was someone who's... I saw a video recently, someone being like, if there was a gun to your head, which ex would you want to take back? And the person was like, I would take the bullet.
Oh, my God. You're not really... You don't like to look in the rear view. You're straight ahead at that road.
My car doesn't even have a rear view. My car doesn't have four tires right now. I had to Uber in. But my car f***ed up. But yeah, I'm definitely, I like the idea of looking forward.
Yeah, I have an ex that calls me, though, for my birthday every year. And I always forget that he's going to call me. And I'm always surprised that he does.
That's very nice.
What's the feeling that happens? Do you get like the little like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, who is... I'm like, oh, you know? It's like,
but how does James feel about that?
He doesn't know.
Okay, well, tell James not to watch tonight. No. Don't watch the show tonight, James.
James is like, I can't wait to watch your last episode of Nightly Pop.
Okay, we got to talk about this drama, you guys. We don't talk about comic book drama that often, but, you know... When it's sex-related, we do.
Yeah.
Because Batman and Catwoman's relationship is being called out. People are saying he's a selfish lover. Apparently, cartoon producers revealed that DC Comics would not let them have Batman go down on Catwoman because heroes don't do that. Bitch, that sounds heroic to me. Don't it sound heroic to you?
Yeah, it sounds very heroic.
That sounds like a full-on hero.
Exactly. Now, I wouldn't want the Penguin going down on me, but I mean, Batman?
That sounds painful.
It might actually be nice to have the Penguin go down on you because it's like that nose. Who knows where that thing could go, you know?
But Superman disgusting. Could do the job, though. I'll tell you that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And it just kind of, you know, reinforces that stereotype of, like, people into comic books. You know what I mean? Because I feel like someone who
doesn't have a lot of sex would say this.
I feel like the person who created Batman knew he was going down on people, or else why give him the f***ing mask, you know?
Robin did it. That's who it is. Robin is just jealous. And yeah. He probably wrote this
like,
stuff.
Robin is literally to his friends at work being like, you know he doesn't even go down.
Exactly.
All right. There's a scandal among... This is wonderful transition. Let's talk about the girl stuff. Great. All right. There's a scandal amongst the Girl Scouts. They just revealed that they are stuck with over 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. Mm. 15 million boxes. They say it's because of the pandemic. The girls weren't able to go out and set up the booths and go door to door like they normally would. The pandemic really screwed us in a lot of ways. But most importantly, where are these cookies going and how can we get them?
We got to sell these cookies, man.
Yeah. You know,
I was a Girl Scout.
Were
I
you?
Sell them cookies, man.
I was too. I was a brownie.
I like to sell them like, you know, you want them some more? Come on. That's what I used to do. And I used to sell out every year.
Yeah.
So I need to help them. You know.
You know, we actually, I was a Girl Scout. I sold the cookies. So the bulk came to our house and like a whole box went missing. It was a whole scandal. It was a whole scandal, like
Where
a whole
did the box.
Box.
Go?
It was my uncle who did it. And blame me. He blamed me. My uncle ate took a whole box of cookies. Not like one box, like the full like
the whole
thing.
Box, the whole carton.
And blamed me. I was like 8.
By the way, we don't need to worry about these Girl Scout cookies. They're selling the same boxes next year.
But guess what?
I was going to say that. I'm like, what's going to happen with all these cookies?
Those guess cookies what? Last 12 years.
Everybody's still going to eat them and be happy.
Yeah. Well, let's give our PSA. You guys go online to girlscout.com and buy a box of cookies.
Can you
let's
do that, though? I thought that they said
you
it
can.
Wasn't available right
We're
now.
We're going to act like we can.
Oh, okay.
Just go online.
Lottie doesn't need to know. Girlscout.com is like, why did we get 6 new books?
All right, you guys, let's talk about Rick Ross. So he's worth $40 million. I think probably maybe even more. But he's not afraid to cut costs. He recently told Forbes magazine that he flies commercial. And even though he has the biggest estate in Georgia, if you've seen his house, it's humongous. Mm-hmm. He cuts his own grass.
I'll tell you something that all CEOs have in common. It's a passion to remain hands-on. Never too big to hustle, baby.
I think he's onto something. I love that he cuts his own grass. I read the article and it said that he read that it, over the amount of a year, would have cost him $1 million for a gardener to cut that big of a lawn, you know, weekly or every other week. So he went and bought his own tractor and sat outside and learned how to work it for all afternoon. And now he cuts his own grass.
That explains why he hasn't released a hit song in years. Too busy cutting his grass, you know?
First of all, it was a funny joke, but that ain't true.
I do my own pedicures now.
You do?
I am so proud of myself.
Oh, no, sis. Oh, no, sis.
Do you know what it takes for me to bend over? I'm proud of myself. I can cross my legs now, and I can just do like that. And that. Thank you for the trainer. Thank you.
He does make you a little more flexible. I'm not gonna lie.
Very flexible.
Yeah, but
so you can do your own pedicure.
No, ma'am, not me.
Do you know how much you spend?
Yes.
You add it up.
No.
All of that.
I make it back when they see these white toes. I don't play the game. Is there one thing you're frugal about that you're just not gonna spend money on?
Women. Okay. You know. No. I'm a giver.
Oh, seriously. Let's be serious.
Let's be serious for a second. I'm a giver. Slap a Batman mask on me, okay?
Okay. That's enough. Fine. We're fine. Let's just move on.
Oh, look, there I am.
Look at it.
That's
look
my
at
profile
it.
Pic.
Lonnie, if he had a comic book, what would his superhero be? What would his superhero name be?
He would be Beard Man, because he's so cute, and his beard gives him superpowers, and nobody can touch his beard, because if he touches his beard, it cuts off his superpowers.
Oh.
Rah.
Oh.
That's good.
Beard Man.
I was hoping for a penis boy, but okay. Nina, what about you? What would Nina's superhero be?
You would be designer woman.
Oh,
you design things. You design like all the superhero costumes. And so you're going to design something for Beard Man. And it's going to be a penis shield because he has to protect his penis at all costs.
No, why don't I be like Scissor Woman?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like Scissor Woman.
That cuts you right in half.
That's not what we mean. That's not the scissoring we're talking about.
I got something for penis man with these scissors, honey. All right, let's stop right there before this gets more bizarre. When we come back, glow-ups are usually good, but some people are now calling it witchcraft. Plus, the queen of sunscreen is freaking people out with her aggressive tutorial.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Nightly Pop. So we just went through our staff search history. It was pretty bad. We found some disturbing things. You know, but who is ready for a dose of soch?
Yeah!
All right, you guys, so the term glow up gets thrown around a lot, but this mom's makeover is so insane. People are saying it is absolute witchcraft. Her TikTok video has racked up millions of views. Commenters are divided. Yes, glow up! Yeah, that's how it started. That's how it's going. Hunter, thoughts?
Good for her. You know, but I'm just thinking to myself. One of those nights you meet a beautiful woman in a bar, and you're very attracted to the person you meet. In the morning, you think to yourself. What happened?
She's naturally cute, but it's like when you meet somebody and you just start going, you know, like
Lonnie,
like, you know,
Lonnie,
it's a different look. You see this?
It's still cute though.
This is, I am.
You look like a Spice Girl right
you.
Now.
Yeah. 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 Are you ready?
I don't know.
Lonnie. Ready? You put it back on.
Okay, okay. I didn't know. I thought the teeth was gonna come out next year. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I was like, oh, we about to find out a lot. You already took the lashes off, child. I didn't know what was gonna happen. So she's a younger woman, but she doesn't have teeth when she got pregnant, which happens to a certain percentage of young women. They start to get immense tooth decay.
Yeah, so, and we should be thankful that people want to improve their looks. And this is what it is. It's not a catfish. I think she's still a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, I don't think it's a catfish.
She just knows how to glow herself up. Girl, do it. Yeah.
How about this? Reverse it. Now there are guys who have literally, they're fully bald and they'll do the glue-on toupee or whatever.
They have lace fronts.
They have lace fronts. Mm-hmm. And let's imagine that person also has no teeth. Let's imagine that they've got a fake eye. You don't realize at the bar. And they're wearing a full bodysuit underneath their clothes. And they're holding everything in. And then you hook up with them in the morning. You wake up next to a pirate and you're like, hey.
You know what? Pirates need love too.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I love her glow up.
Yes. Get rid of your inner tree monster. We all should. Cause you know what, Ivani?
Oh my God. All right, another video that has been on the internet and has a lot of people divided is this woman's sunscreen routine. She is a licensed esthetician who believes in applying an aggressive amount of SPF every day.
You know the drill. I look crazy right now. Okay, we are all rubbed out. Good morning, everyone. I hope you wear your SPF today.
Yeah, that was 2 hours later.
Yeah.
That is hard to rub in. I like the sprays myself. Yeah.
It's so bad for the environment, though. Nina, how could you?
Oh, God.
I just liked Nina. Watching the video, because it just, it's the sound. The sound, it, I just, oh, I was like, I watched this like,
her skin looks fantastic, though, I have to say. She must be onto something. Her skin looks great.
Her skin looks great.
You know? Yeah. And they even make some for like brown skin where it doesn't make your skin as, because the problem with us is that white residual does not go away.
No, it looks like we're gray. It looks like we're dead.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, it doesn't go away on me either. It makes me look very white. I will say, I would rather wake up in the morning and find out that the girl I hooked up with has no teeth than see the girl in the morning go, and do that, and I realize that's gonna be a daily thing.
I do that in the morning. I put a heavy layer of moisturizer on to keep my, that's why I look so young with no wrinkles, because you know, look, I'm 82. You wouldn't know it.
I hope someone go update. Someone go update Nina's Wikipedia.
All right, you guys. Finally, remember the woman who used Gorilla Glue to slick her hair back? She had to have full surgery to undo this. She is back in the news because she has her own line of hair care products, and it includes a hairspray. It's called Forever Hold. Mm. The big question is: would you trust her products, knowing her previous judgment? First of all, I had her come on the reel. And those eyelashes, you're right. The eyelashes. I gifted her a wig. Right. I'm happy that she is doing some type of come up. I just hope it worked. And I hope it's not with Gorilla Glue.
Right, right. I don't know if I would buy her products, but I would buy it. I would buy it to support.
Right.
And then I'd probably just leave it on the shelf. You know, just to be supportive.
I would have named it something different.
Like what?
Anything but Forever Hold.
What would you have named it? It's a hold glue, a hold spray.
8-hour-ish.
I really feel like they missed out on an opportunity to do a fun commercial or something with Gorilla Glue.
That's
like,
true.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity there.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, just easily doing like a girl reaching for like Gorilla Glue, and then some, it pauses, and some announcer goes, has this happened to you?
Well, good for her. Make a little coin off of your tragedy is what I say.
Hey, that's so, what I say too.
You know, good for her. All right, you guys, we gotta take another break, but coming up, would you be more heartbroken over someone stealing your girl or your food? Plus, a special throwback moment with Miss Lonnie Love.
Yeah!
That is next.
Woo!
Welcome back. We cover a lot of new TV on Nightly Pop, but sometimes it's fun to look back. You know, we like to be a little retro sometimes, especially at up moments. So you guys might have missed these the first time around, so we're going to bring them back to TV Time Machine.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
All right, so first up, let's travel back to a classic episode of Judge Mathis from 2014. A man is being sued by his ex-wife's baby daddy. It gets a little more complicated from there, but the defendant actually gets down to what matters most.
This man has caused me so much pain. I don't care about him taking my wife. That's nothing, Your Honor. What to boil down to is the pain and the anguish of this man in my face, in my business, asking my wife to fix him some chitlins, Your Honor.
I know it's amusing that he's saying that
true,
is why
yeah.
they got into all of this, because the man asked his wife to cook him some chitlins. That's amusing, but the man suffered a pretty...
Chitlins takes time.
That's right, Leroy, you tell him.
Oh, he was upset about them chitlins, honey. You know, old black men don't play about their chitlins.
Oh, no, because it takes time. You know how to cook chitlins?
I do. What are chitlins?
This Black History moment is provided by
Chitlins. Wait, hold on. Let me guess. I've got two options.
Okay.
It's either feet or intestines.
Second one.
Okay. And it's pig intestines.
Yes.
And it's delicious.
Disgusting. No. Wait.
It is not delicious.
What?
It is disgusting.
What?
Chitlins are disgusting.
Hold up.
Chitlins are disgusting.
Hold up.
Stanky dank.
Oh.
No.
You've had chitlins?
Chitlins are old what? People food.
No. Now you're being real offensive.
No, you come on now. Oh, yeah, that is people 80 plus like chitlins.
No.
And they
But you know how long they take to make? That's why that man was mad. All right, you guys, this throwback clip from Maury recently blew up on Twitter. So Maury was helping a woman, and help I use loosely. He was helping her confront her usual fear of olives. I don't think this is therapeutic, though.
Do you eat olives?
No, we can't even go down the aisle.
Okay, now, you can't even go down the aisle of a grocery store? Mary, you won't let go of me.
Oh, yeah.
Bring out the olives. Sally, I don't have anything.
Wait, this is horrific. Why would he do this?
Because he chose violence. That's what Maury did.
Maury,
she's like this with olives. Wait till she sees some chitlins. She really. No, that's how I'd be. This is a low key how I am with Manny. Yeah.
I love how Maury just does not. He's smiling on the way back to a woman dying. And he's like, next episode, we're going to force feed peanuts to someone with a peanut allergy.
Right.
Come back tomorrow and watch someone die.
Right, let's move on. Lonnie, finally, someone spotted you on a game show back in the day. Do you want to tell the people what it was first?
You go. You the. I have no idea.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Oh, I love this. Let's just play it.
And Lonnie Love. I love that name, Lonnie. Lonnie Love, what do you do?
I'm a project manager for a computer company.
And how do you know TJ?
TJ is my cousin.
On your mark, get set, go!
Okay, Steve and Lonnie are into the market at the same time. Let's stay with Lonnie. What's her strategy? It's called bend and lift.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of you are playing.
That was 20 years ago.
First of all, that game show is no joke. That was one of my favorite game shows.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it came back and someone, it was like, you know, the 6 people that follow us on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
They were going crazy because they saw me on it. Look at me. I had no lashes. I had
that. You look so
cute. That was a headband wig. I was broke. That's why I was doing it. And 20 years later, look at me, still on a broke-ass show.
Wait a minute. Well, how's your cousin doing?
She's doing fine. She owns a restaurant. That's
TJ. She did.
And you know what? You can read all about it in my new book, I Tried to Change, so you don't have to.
Everyone go buy the book.
This is my last night here. Thank you so much.
Oh, really, we love you so much.
I had a great time.
You. And you know you'll be back. We know that, you know, there's going to be times. Hunter's eventually going to get arrested. So
you'll be back soon.
You. All right, guys, we're out of time, but we will see you tomorrow night. Morgan is back.
Yes.
Set your DVR.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Everybody,
have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.